like AI is taking over, that the bots are winning, that AI actually stands for alarmingly invasive? If you crave more human connection, reach out to friends, play with your children, call your mom, and do what you're doing right now. Listen to the radio. Radio is thankfully imperfectly human. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, you know what time it is. This the Boom Bap Syndicate, playing the illest hip hop across the universe. Tap in with us every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. with your hosts Hard Body Dreams and King Wise.
Rockabout, baby!
We in the fucking battlefield, baby.
Let's go, man. Me in the God Kingdom, man. We in the building, man. HBD, you know who the fuck it is.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man. Y'all tuned in to the Boom Bap Syndicate, CGSF 90.1 FM.
Revolution time, baby. Revolution time, man. If you ain't heard the revolution, you missing out, man.
By now, you should already know what we do over here.
Come on, man. Give nothing but good music, good interviews, good topics. Came to elevate your mind. You know what I mean?
And what's today's topic, G?
Today's topic is, what is the meaning of a ransom?
Oof.
Woo! What is a ransom?
What is a ransom?
A ransom is a request made for the exchange of someone or something. Yeah.
I see that for sure.
So, the question is, how many you mother effers out there are holding yourself ransom? That's the question. What in your life right now is making a request to hold you ransom? Is it your procrastination? Is it fear? Is it shame? Is it guilt? Is it denial? Is it self-pity? Is it resentment? Which one of these motherfucking defects is coming in the name of an asset? Which one of these liabilities is coming in the form of an asset? Claiming to be your friend. Backstabber. It smiles in your face. Yeah. Which one of these things is holding you hostage?
You gotta see the big picture.
Oh, man.
Gotta see it.
Bro.
Gotta see it.
And that's the ill. That's the ill, bro. That's the ill, man. Like, you know, when we think of this thing, life, God, you know, reality, everything. Everything comes down to a person's repetitive thoughts, emotions, and actions, bro. Is it Dispenza says, man, 95% of people are 95% thinking out of the 60,000 thoughts per day, the thoughts that they had the day before. And the day before that. And the day before that. And if you look by the whole week, if you were to look down and or chart down every thought that you had, you would see that 95% of it is based on some shit that happened fucking 7 months ago.
How long it takes to get through things.
Yo, it really depends on you.
Time wasted.
Destroy the devil in one day without falling victim to the devil's civilization. Otherwise, show proof that a lost God always has been, always will be. That's what it says in the Understanding Build and Destroy degree. But we like to, as people, hold on to it because we become addicted to the emotion in our body. Ransom.
Such a cold name. That's a cold name.
Ransom.
That's a cold ass name, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not Ransom. So, yeah, man. We love y'all, man. You know, of course, we bringing that classic hip hop like usual. Ransom, born in Brooklyn, raised in Jersey. Yep. Started rapping around the year 2000. Formed Jersey rap group, The A-Team.
A-Team, bro.
With Joe Budden and Hitchcock.
Hitchcock. Was it Fred... Freck Billionaire in that too? Freck Billionaire?
I think heavily associated.
Yeah.
And I believe they broke up shortly after.
Yeah.
And he continued, you know, his musical relationship that he had built with DJ Clue through the A-Team.
Yeah.
And then went on to release a bunch of mixtapes, Hard Hood series.
Hard Hood.
Right, with DJ Clue, which I know a lot of them gained him even more attention and respect in the game. So, man, very... I would say still pretty underrated, in my opinion, rapper that we got today. But super, you know, undeniable skill, for sure. Undeniable skill. And I was introduced, you know, to Ransom through my brother Hardbody here, through his joint project with Dave, which I like a lot, Final Call.
Final Call.
That one's super fire.
Break down your spinal cord.
Straight up. And, you know... This is how I usually think. It's like, I want to get straight into the music because that's what we do here, baby. What you think, God?
You know, right now, this song right here called Lullaby, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this is off of
The Alchemist.
This is off Fabulous' album, Loso's Way.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that this was done by Alchemist until I heard it on the playlist that I pulled it from. And it was like, bro. Oof. This song by Fab, this album, you know, you want to talk about, like I said, right? Like, you know, we you know, memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
How memory is perceived. You know, 50%, scientists say that 50% of the memory is made up. Shit didn't even happen the way you thought it did.
Some call that the Mandela effect.
Yo, God. Yeah, sure. But the memories I have of this album and how I felt as a human being, how I felt about myself. Rockabye Baby. Bro, you know what I mean? And I think sometimes people need to listen to the music that they listened to when they were feeling like the shit.
Yeah.
To bring you back to who you were. You know what I'm saying?
It's a powerful tool.
You know what I'm saying? You need an upgrade.
It's a powerful tool in both ways.
Right?
So you gotta watch out.
No, man. Rockabye Baby, bro. So let's get into it, man.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Let's start off with The Losses, man.
The Losses, man. This song right here is for you.
Let's go.
Dinners at Sal and Pepe. Grilled lobster over the pasta, that's al dente. fluid in Spanish because most of my pals are essays. So instead of saying serve me some white, I say pasta leche. Lucrative deals in the stadium as the Mets play. I spend most of my years on my career just trying to catch Jay. But he ain't get that title up. And most of these niggas can't stand the sight of us. Retired the game and gave it the Midas touch. Line them up. Rich Paul of this league because I am clutch. Fly or what? Overseas. Nobody on the flight but us. Tighten up. Stay woke. If life was a game, then I'd be a great coach. Got stabbed in the back twice, but the blade broke. And now I send my daughter to private schools with an island view beside a pool. My favorite phrase is, who invited you? Why y'all stuck in a house sick trying to fight a flu? I'm out in Paris in Saint Maritime trying to price a shoe. Yeah, what glitters ain't always gold. You never know what you know till you never do what you're told. From out the concrete, a seed that grew to a rose. Yeah, I can tell you're new to these flows, so allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is, I don't need to include myself, I'm famous. From street corner to corner office and all the bosses. You gotta focus on winning, but don't ignore the losses. Yeah, we're at 11 Madison Park, where the chef unmastered the arts and obsession after his dark. See, he got this technique where he pressing half of the shark on the grill. Cause it only tastes pleasant after the char, feel a presence passing the bar. I swear I felt the Holy Ghost. Dave Chappelle grabbed me gladly and then he told some jokes. Blowing smoke, if whiskey was called a drug, we would overdose. Know the ropes, ex-drug dealer, but I'll say no to coke. Tom Ford, screaming out bonjour from a Concorde. No encore, cause we are not on tour, we are on board. Yelling out to Zion, chill kid, she a porn star. But you can't win a game if you constantly keep the wrong score. Poor. Fly Pelican, fly them guys. Jealous of high neckties, sever them ties. Why? Look, we in Antigua playing Anita Baker. If you force us to leave this island, then you gon' meet Jamaica. Yeah, what glitters ain't always gold. You never know what you know till you never do what you're told. From out the concrete, the seed that grew to a rose. Yeah, I can tell you're new to these flows, so allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is, I don't need to include myself, I'm famous. And all the bosses, you gotta focus on winning, but don't ignore the losses.
Don't ignore the losses. Don't ignore the losses.
Pounding their chest, but don't got the heart for this. What happens when a hunter turns prey and is being targeted? It's marvelous. You're drawing your guns, but don't know the art of it. Regardless if you stayed in your lane, embraced when the charges hit. You wonder what started this. Who cares if you think that saying a god exists? The roaches gon' scatter as soon as the dark is lit. The genesis, using alcohol and then blowing cartridges. Percentages, how many gon' make it when they know you fatherless? Yeah. Who you know that saying is harsh as this? A full-blown narcissist, number one on the author's list. Yeah. They say living life is the hardest risk, but losing's not the opposite of winning, it's just a part of it. But you don't see the arc of it. My highs is the reason all of the stars exist, but misery's lavish without the heartlessness. Yeah. Don't let haters gas in my furnace, erase your past and you'll learn ain't no fire without an arsonist.
Locked up in a cage with a bungee until my hair turned gray from old age and I'm grumpy. But instead, I'm evading the country. Got a cat in love that paid me 100K what I made from it monthly. Stay away from the haters and flunkies. See me with a fat bitch cause they pay what they weigh when they chunky. I don't know why these haters is comfy. Remember days I was hungry, couldn't smoke cause it gave us the munchies. Never sign a deal, I'm afraid of them companies. Refuse to let these labels display us as monkeys, huh? Niggas afraid to confront me, y'all better jump me. Remember, I ride with a K in the front seat. I bow guard like I'm related to Humphrey. Every phone call I make, nothing less than one key. Don't know why these radios bump me. In reality, I'm just a kingpin. I was raised by a junkie. Trust.
with me, nigga. You know, niggas in rare form getting real money, real bags, nigga. Real killer shit, nigga. Gun in my jeans, 1100 for those pants. But I ain't changing my clothes till I'm done with those O's. I done ran up a stupid bag right under your nose. I need another truck for the summer. I wanna go rose. My nigga from Memphis got real cheddar.
Real bad.
That nigga ate in Tennessee, Will Levis. They say I'm one of the best, but I still don't get real credit. Hope the niggas added more layers to they little vests. We'll address it. Hope you getting the message. It's a big difference between the big puns and little X's. Yeah, big gun leave real messes. Lady seen his brain splattered and made it throw up for breakfast. We killers, but getting this money, my real preference. Remember scraping the bowl, trying to get the little extras. We gon' slide, we gon' spin. Motherfucker, we gon' score, we gon' win. Drum work, bitch.
These niggas gotta read the room, man. Hey, yo, Don, Machine, let's give them that chaos.
Climbing this ladder of success, yes. While people are trying to swipe at your heels and shake the base of the ladder, I'm just embracing the data, downloading every critique, whisper hating or chatter. These words for you backstabbers to chip the blades of your daggers. Yeah, the vivid rage of a pastor. Retire a scroll book and they'll lift this page in the rafters. When will a slave get to dig a grave for his master? Go farther when you inherit the wicked ways of a bastard. Play ball with the devil and gently you'll cross over. Soon as I found war, they sent me a lost soldier. My thoughts saying, why be friendly? The Lord knows you, not a scam. Every time that I envy is foreclosure. Damn, what a flaw to have. One of my attributes, I ignore the past. But when I was hungry, I'd hit your door and dash. Stubborn as hell, so we gon' finish this. Yeah. Everything I do it past the point of limit. Bridge when I get there, I write with a passion, some of the best fear. A breath of fresh air, kill all summer the next year. What's left here? I cried many nights to rise to the next tier. Respect where? Y'all only got vision to see the check clear. Yeah, you're photographing all the clones in action, posing, acting, no reacting while the photo's flashing, cause your soul is lacking. So distracting, I paint pictures, was never known for captions. You see my cloth and them threads, you reap what you sew in fashion. These little shorties want no parts of ransom. Nah. They pushing 40, making party anthems. This is America. It's all about styling with ego. But all these little gangbangers is childish Gambinos. And while these dickheads still comparing the size of libidos, I'm flying to Reno, spilling drinks in a private casino. You selling records, being you, but still trying to be me, though. You making movies, but your role is the size of DeVito's. Acquire some kilos, then I'm set to retire like Vito. The Godfather Corleone, but I'm wired like Debo. It's me, though. Even in a crowded room, I roll solo. Solo. Red carpet looks with no promo. Yeah. VIP reserve seats, they had to release because I'm a no-show. Not comfortable with taking photos. Nah. Watching Mayweather so close over her, but he told Kodo. Yeah. How much higher can I go, though? Nah. But you don't really know, though. Nah. I'm wearing my hoodie when I'm in Soho. Cause I don't wanna take no photos.
I ain't waiting till it dry, I'ma sell these wet. They ain't heard from that fiend in days. Sent 12 to do a wellness check. That nigga pussy might as well be stretched. And he deserve every shell he catch. Connect, mail me fit. Direct deposits plus the label still mail me checks. And she can tell we blessed. I want top, she gon' tell me yes. Niggas be asking me how I did it. But it ain't really shit I can tell you. I'm just that nigga. I just got smarter about my business. The bank account, two commas, the M's pushing two digits. Machine and ransom, highly flammable. We the new Legion of Doom. We hawking animal, pass over the loot. Brown fox fur on, drag over my boots. Mask over my troops. So, babe, put away your camera. Cause I be really moving with the handles.
Even in a crowded room, I roll solo. Red carpet looks with no promo. VIP reserve seats, they had to release because I'm a no-show. Not comfortable with taking photos. Watching Mayweather so close over her, but he told Kodo. How much higher can I go, though? But you don't really know, though. I'm wearing my hoodie when I'm in Soho. Cause I don't wanna take no photos. No.
get me started out here, man. Yo, don't get me started. Nobody's mailing you FET, man. Stop it. Yo, Conway, I like you. Stop saying niggas is mailing you FET. Ain't nobody mailing you FET. You paying your rent, nigga. You ain't even paying rent, God. I know you own your shit. Yo, why you talking about that? Yo, stop it.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Please. Please, stop.
The children are listening.
You know, even if the children ain't listening, just, yo, God, you smart. You an intelligent man. Like, you ain't even need to rap about how to connect selling, bringing in FET for you. Like, you so above that. Conway, you above that, bro. You're above that. You ain't got to rap like that. And if the fucking Connect Center you FET, yo, nigga, what are you doing? You fucking making M's. You don't need that shit.
Facts.
Straight up, bro.
Facts. I'm going to go through the track list,
man.
Ahead, man. We got The Losses by Ransom and Harry Fraud. The next one, Wilson Fisk. That one featuring 38. That one also, this whole project by Harry Fraud, project called Lavish Misery,
Lavish Misery, yeah.
And the next one, moving on to a different project, joint collab project, right, with Ransom and Conway, Chaos Is My Ladder 2. So the first track was Limitless, second one, Photobomb.
Photobomb. And that fits his character, right? Because he's not really into the... Ransom, not really, from what I've seen and heard, he's not really into the whole being in the cameras and all of that.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't do shows and that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which makes sense. And he does rap about that, too.
He don't even do performances, which kind of sucks. Because I'd like to see you perform, G.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I wonder what it really is, right? Is it, like, what really is it? You know what I'm saying? Why do you really not want to perform? You know what I mean? Yeah. Makes you think. Why do you really not want to perform? You know what I mean?
Why? Well, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it. Or maybe there's a reason.
Like, there's a lot of artists out there that can't perform. We know that. You know what I mean?
Like, they're not good at doing live shows?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they're great in the studio. Crazy in the studio. Can't perform.
Are there any people from who you were listening to growing up who are like that? Or who are known for that?
Who can't perform?
Can't or didn't?
I mean, in that statement, it's also very subjective. Because, I mean, yeah, I don't want to say anybody. Because, you know, sometimes people have bad shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I ain't going to say nobody. Because the people I listen to, like Jada, he can perform. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right? KRS-One, he can perform.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Crazy.
MCs, right?
Yeah, MCs.
You know? It's not just about having your song on the back, in the back, and you rapping over your fucking, your backtrack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't about that. And
yeah,
I did that when I was younger. I did it too. I did. Because that was what was introduced to me, right? You know what I mean? As performing. That's what I saw as performing, right? Mm-hmm. But when I started to expand my education on hip-hop, I saw that, oh, that's not it. You know?
Yeah.
We don't rap with our back in tracks. We spit sickness, anthrax.
Yeah, it's not it.
You know what I mean?
I've seen a lot of that too, online and shit.
What?
I've been seeing like clips of that too, you know, a good amount.
Rappers and rapping on their back
and stuff. Yeah, and there's certain people who like will get put on to certain events and shit still, but it's like it feels like it drops the quality of a live performance. If you just literally are doing it over your master track.
Yo, that's what it is, man. Like, really, that's what it become in the mainstream, it seems like.
or even like with the vocals going the whole way.
I know.
Like there's not a little bit of just your voice.
I know.
So Robbie's talking about the quality control, G. It's been a thing.
I know.
It's been a concept. It's been a theory. It's been a mechanism that exists in some parts of the world and are thinner in other parts of the world. But you know, music is subjective at the end of the day. So what you hear from me here at the Boom Bap Syndicate is my opinion.
Yo,
you know what
spot?
I mean?
Because I mean, we come from this. I, you know, we are the projection or the expression of MCing. So we about doing a whole song, you know, even mastering hot the hook.
Mm-hmm.
With no backing. Niggas still rap with the hook in the backing, right? We do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the verses, no. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? The crowd engagement, no. Right? So
the bread and butter, the verses.
But you know,
gotta give them the verses.
Because the hook, if you have the hook on and they hear the hook, I think it's big. It can be big. But if you can, if you can master the hook too, man, I mean, you master the hook aspect of it. It's like, yo, gee, that's, like, you know.
Performer.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Performer. Not informer.
Mm-hmm.
Performer. Not informer. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
Straight up. So let's. I want to show him some of this this interview.
Man, fuck Ransom, man. No slay. Hey, yo, don't worry about me, people. You know what I mean? I've been off this nicotine binge, eh? I've been off the nicotine, so the God's traveling through all of these different systems in my body, man. And, you know, say peace to me. Pray for Paris, nigga.
All right, let's get into this, man. Ransom, speaking on his career, The Price of Clarity, his new project as well, coming
on
here.
Yeah, Price of Clarity.
Yeah, shout out to
crazy.
Rob Markman. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Rob Markman. And today's guest, one of the illest and most respected MCs in the game, started his career in the early 2000s, killing it on the mixtape scenes. I'm talking about classic DJ Clue freestyles all up and down, you know, the mixtapes, man. And now he's redefined his career. He's really just redefining what it means to be independent in music, what it means to be independent in hip hop. And his new album is called The Price of Clarity. It's a blunt conversation about humanity, society, and how we navigate through this thing called life. I'm excited to talk to him about it today. My man Ransom.
I'm here.
Let's make this the best interview ever.
I mean, it always is when I show up. Yes,
let's
sir.
Go, man. First of all, you're not a fan of doing interviews. I know this about you.
I'm not.
So what has you here? What has you wanting to kind of sit down and talk about this one?
Well, you know, Mark, behind the scenes, me and you have a relationship. So I usually do gravitate towards people I have relationships with and I respect. That take the time out and respect their own craft. And, you know, in this media space, a lot of people don't.
Right.
So I respect you, man. And so
likewise.
Yep. And that's why I'm here. Yeah. You got a respectful platform. You're a respectful journalist, well accomplished.
Yeah.
So I got to extend my words out to you and come here and do it.
And I appreciate that. I wouldn't feel any way if you didn't. If you just feel like, damn, I'm not up to it. But man, I remember since the MTV Rap Fix days when you used to come up. Man, I remember going to your crib in Jersey.
Yeah.
With my man Shay, y'all put something together, talking to Orlando at the time about the plans he had.
Yep.
And to see you go through the trials and tribulations and ups and downs and where you're at now, I don't know, it just makes me kind of happy to see it, you know what I'm saying, that you're in this space.
Yep.
Congratulations on the release.
Appreciate
of
it,
The Price of Clarity. I know you've been working on this for a long time.
Yes.
Critically acclaimed. Also moving some things out there. Lootly is the platform?
Yes, Lootly is my platform that I got with my fellas. Shout out to Kyle, John. Yeah, so it's an independent platform. We are for the artist. Artist first, you get all your money.
Right.
Instead of investing in some foolish, like tequila, some shit like that, I wanted to help people and help the artists, such as myself, like independent artists. Mm. And Lootly is that platform.
So you're a part, like you have ownership in the platform?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's half the ownership.
Because I heard of Lutely before even the Price of Clarity came out.
Yep.
So I just assumed you were using it, but nah, you
I'm an owner.
That's dope.
I'm an owner.
That's super dope.
Yeah, so this is for the artists, man. So, you know,